When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hope you're having a great Friday. We certainly are. Hanging out at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw is where we are. Big shout out to all of our family, man. I mean our radio family, because we were all up here today. Morning shift started things out. And then Stakey came on. You had Andy and Randy, and we've been here since 2 o'clock. And we appreciate you guys stopping by, saying hello. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And however you're celebrating these holidays, we hope you hope you're safe, man, right. and enjoy. I know you're hitting the road to head down tonight. And a lot of people obviously are taking off. Many people are off starting today. And so, hey, over the next few weeks, we'll bring in 2025. What's up, Turtle? What you got?
A little piece of news here worth monitoring. The Atlanta Hawks today announced that two-way guard Keaton Wallace has been transferred to the Hawks from College Park. And our own Caleb Johnson, who covers the team for 92.9 The Game, says, watch out that this could be a sign that Trae Young may not play tomorrow versus Memphis.
Oh, snap.
Is he injured?
Well, he has been dealing with Achilles.
Dealing with the Achilles.
Yeah, that's been a kind of a lingering injury.
Hey, so guys. Has it gotten to the point where he needs to miss a game?
Okay.
So last night he left the game for a little bit and went to the locker room. Right. And then came right back afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, he did. And here's what's crazy. I think he had 23-16 last night. He don't look hurt, but if he is ailing – so be it. But, yeah, that's interesting.
The only thing missing for Trae, and I don't know if that's part of his rhythm, his shooting rhythm, has been the three-point shot has been so inconsistent. We spent some time on it. We'll spend more time. And Wemby was the story nationally, but I think for Atlanta Hawks fans and for a lot of the NBA, DeAndre Hunter just posterizing his butt.
Yeah, it was great.
And should have gotten the foul.
Well, I wanted more of this. I mean, I'm greedy. He's 6'8 and athletic as hell. This is what he should have been doing for a while. And so to see him actually do it, it gets me excited.
That's alpha male. I'm not trying to say he's ever been soft. He's just been sort of disengaged. Yeah. That is alpha male, in-your-face stuff from DeAndre. Like, he was, like, flexing last night. I mean, like, whoa. Me having the kids, the best thing. I don't know. Something's changed in that cat's life. He is aggressive.
Well, I don't know either. All I know is we need it. And I think Steve Koonin said something while we're talking about this. And this is – sometimes it takes the magic potion. The last two coaches couldn't figure it out. And Coach Q comes in here, Quinn Snyder, and says, I'm going to bring you off the bench. And it's been the best thing.
It just
there's no pressure for him,
the light's going on. And look, and we guys are like, well, you guys know it. Yes, we praise when you do well. We get on you when you don't. And look, where he was selected, he's a top five NBA draft pick. And all of a sudden, he looks the part. But for so many years, it wasn't the case. But again, you can't argue with the results. He's in a perfect spot right now.
Totally agree. All right, we got to hear from Kirby Smart as we get ready for the college football playoff that starts tonight.
How much you got on the Gators, by the way?
I'm sorry?
What's that?
What are you talking about?
No, I mean, I've never seen someone so focused on the
No, I want to see what Lagway's
the
doing.
The Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Look, you were really dialed in on this
man,
one,
I just want to – why are you –
Is this at Raymond James, or they have this at the St. Petersburg Dog Track? Where is this game being held?
Why would you accuse me of that? I want to see what Lagway's doing. I glanced over, and all of a sudden now I've got a couple of $100 on this game.
Anytime that you see – because anytime I've got money on a game, you know to break my chops. I'm just – you're very interested in the green wave against the Gators.
This is ridiculous, Mike. I mean, come on. Who bets on – what bowl is this?
It's the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl.
I mean, who bets on this bowl? Anybody in this room who bet on this bowl? You, sir, bet on
apparently
this bowl?
Again, Merry Christmas to all the degenerate gamblers out there.
I'm just saying, I don't know anybody
you know
that would bet on this bowl.
I know Carl put money on this bowl.
What?
Because he did what I like to call the press box fist bump.
What are you talking about?
When you're in a press box, you can't root. But what some people like to do is on a little side, they give a little fist bump anytime the home team scores. And Carl was fist bumping like a you-know-what.
That is not
when
true.
Florida scored
I just
a touchdown.
Found out Santa's going to bring me something very special. I was excited, so I did the fist bump down here. It had nothing to do with this game. What's the score?
It is now 16-0.
Who's winning?
That would be the Gators.
Okay.
It's been of a sluggish, slow start. It was just, what, I think it was 6-0 at halftime. But
oh, that is slow.
Gators are starting to pull away a little bit. And DJ Lagway. I mean, I'd like to have him under center for my team.
No, he's good.
The guy looks like a rock star.
No, the kid's good. I hope he wins me some money. All right, let's talk about Kirby Smart. Kirby was talking about Carson Beck. He went on game day today. Now, they are there for tonight's game, all right?
Right.
And that's part of this. As we start tonight, Indiana, Notre Dame, Dogs will get the winner of this game, all right? They are off. But I want you to hear what he said about Carson Beck. We now know he is not playing next week regardless.
Well, he and his family, they've been out in Jacksonville with kind of his team and staff and really group of people and his family trying to pursue the best options to go forward. But we've talked to him, we've communicated with him, and we're hoping for the best.
Mm. At home in Jacksonville?
Well, look, we all, for the most part, we try to keep, you know, hope alive until you get a full word, full disclosure, and the official word from the University of Georgia that he's out. We had maintained he may play. But you and I have known for like 3 weeks he wasn't going to play.
Wait.
I mean, he's not playing.
Yeah, but that,
but now, to me, it's more about now, how do you get yourself right for the combine and the draft? And if you can't, very strange, because you and I said, what if Gunnar Stockton comes in and rips it up? And then does Carson Beck come back?
Well, if I'm listening to Kirby closely enough, I mean, he said Carson's at home with his people and his team.
Yeah.
That don't sound like...
That sounds like next level.
He didn't say, we've got an involvement, our doctors are involved. Carson's down there, and he's dealing with it, and he's got his people involved. That's what it sounds like to me.
Because 2 weeks ago, he was getting a second opinion.
All right.
So either way, I think he's never going to play again for the Dogs. That's just my 2 cents worth. But... if you know that Kirby does love the veteran and the guy who's got the most reps and the experience, so you could argue if the timing doesn't work to ever be able to work out. And see, here's the thing. I don't know what Carson Beck is in the NFL right now because he was inconsistent at times. We know his receivers didn't do him any favors, Carl, but he also threw himself, you know, some picks and some bad. He had some bad performances against mediocre competition.
Yeah.
At times, like the Miss State game, like the Kentucky game. Not just talking about the picks against Alabama.
I think you could put a highlight tape together with Carson Beck, and there are throws that you will be wowed by that didn't turn into touchdowns and weren't long, explosive plays, but he put the ball where he needed to put it.
Right.
All right, let's hear Kirby talk about scouting this game. Notre Dame and Indiana, how are they approaching it?
We spent most of this week, we spent a couple days on each team. That was very unique for us because we've never had two teams to work on. So we did work on each team, and we'll have a lot of recruits in town tonight, and we'll get to watch the game with some prospects and some of our young mid-years that are in town. So I'll be watching in enjoyment.
Yeah, I think, you know, you got to put equal time into both teams because you just don't know who you're going to see. And then after tonight, whoever wins, then you start to focus and the Dogs will start to get ready.
Right.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What about practice? This is all Kirby Smart as the college football playoff starts tonight. How has the practice has been going, knowing what his quarterback situation is?
Yeah, it's been really unique, Coach. It's been an adventure because our offensive and defensive staff and special teams had to break down both teams, not to mention deal with the portal and portal visitors and guys going in the portal and guys coming out of the portal. I talked to several coaches that are playing today and tomorrow, and it has been a nightmare for them because they've had to prep for this early game while also trying to maintain their roster for next year. But we took Notre Dame and Indiana, and we worked on both those teams. And we worked a day on each. And I'll be honest with you, I'm looking forward to this matchup. Because both teams are very different.
Now the crowd's laughing because of the delay. When he said Purdue and not Indiana, that would be the other school that's not Notre Dame over there. By the way, I think you hear, that's right, Notre Dame fans in the background chanting, "We want Georgia."
Good luck.
You mean like when Georgia brought like 55,000 people up to your stadium and took it over?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
And Wrigley Field? I don't think you want that smoke, my friends, but okay.
It was...
being New Orleans.
Well, and I will say this. That team, that catapulted that team right to where they ultimately got to, which obviously playing for a championship. But no, I you can scream at all you want to. I don't think you want that, even with Gunnar Stockton. We're going to hear what Kirby had to say about Gunnar Stockton here in a second. Turtle, you got something else?
Yeah, to close the loop on Beck, one thing that may influence his decision, he finished the season with 3,500 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 12 picks, which is pretty good,
but
11 touchdowns and no picks in his last four games.
It's very good.
Right. It's tightened things up. Do you think he'd been done better if Munkin was still here?
I don't know.
I mean, like, I know you know me. I'm not a big Bobo guy.
No, I hear you, but yeah. I don't know. Listen, Todd Monken, dude, legendary status. When you go back to back, and then you do what you did to TCU from a game plan standpoint, there's execution, and you turn a walk in into a star.
And then physically, Beck is so much better than Stetson Bennett.
Yes.
With the arm strength, just I think you could have untapped even more potential.
I can't say anything else about Todd Monken, but I will say that to your point, Turtle, that's the part where if you're an NFL scout, and see, this is what I'm hearing. He has made all these throws, but because of the result of that,
right,
we are caught up in drops. That would have been, wasn't a touchdown. It wasn't an explosive play. But he made the right throw and made the right read. That's what the NFL is more concerned about.
And by the way, we didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday with all the Michael Penix storylines, but Diego Pavia, the Vandy quarterback, his lawsuit basically saying to the NCAA, hey, man, my JUCO time shouldn't count. For now, the judges agree it'll be kicked up to another court. But basically,
he's going to get another year?
If this ruling goes back, the JUCO years wouldn't count. Hell, Stetson Bennett could still be quarterback for Georgia.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. All right, coming up, you're going to hear Brian McFadden. What's the latest on our quarterback situation with the Falcons? You're going to hear what BMAC has to say as we get ready for the Michael Penix era to start. We got to talk some NFL with our man BMAC, Bryant McFadden. Two-time Super Bowl champion and, of course, NFL analyst for CBS Sports. BMAC, we had talked about it. I don't think we thought it would happen because, again, the head coach had been so adamant about it not changing. But then we now know he didn't have a choice right after this last game. And I want to know what your initial thoughts were, the move to Penix for the Falcons. And then what are your expectations over the last 3 weeks?
You know what, my initial thoughts, I was a bit surprised, but then I wasn't. To your point, the offense did not look good against the Raiders. And we know all about the Raiders' problems, especially on the defensive side. And they did not have Max Crosby. The offense only scored one touchdown, which happened in the first quarter, the first drive, if I'm not mistaken. Outside of that, we didn't see anything. So you look at the offense, I mean, they basically survived against a very, very bad Raider team. And if you have any playoff hopes or any aspirations to get into the playoffs, and the only way the Atlanta Falcons will get into the playoffs is they got to win their division, you got to find a way to get more going. I mean, in the midst of that four-game losing streak, the offense was bad, and even though they won last week against the Raiders, they did not look good at all. So I felt like hearing the news, they went back, they dissected the film, and they realized they need to make something happen to get the offense to be better. And, of course, when you do something like that, when you have that type of mindset, you got to go with the you make a change at the quarterback. And now when you look at Kirk Cousins currently compared to where Kirk Cousins was in the first month and a half of the season, something seemed to be a bit off. I don't know if he's healthy. I don't know what right. if he's not healthy. But he over the last few weeks, guys, he didn't look like the guy that we watched in October football. And, you know, maybe, not maybe, they felt like the coaches, the best opportunity for them to win ball games and make a legit case to get into the playoffs is starting Michael Penix.
We just said it didn't pass the eye test. Monday night, Bryant, it just looked so bad. You know, there were just things that you saw where it's like, wow, you're almost treating him like he's a rookie. It looked as bad. It almost looked as bad for Kirk Cousins, aside from that first touchdown drive, as it did for Desmond Ridder. So I think they every single chance. But now, what do we expect from Michael Penix Jr.?
I can tell you this much, granted, you want to see Mike come in and just lay it out there. But let's keep it real. He's a rookie. He's going to go through growing pains. Because he's never been in this position before, right? Now, he's played a lot of football, but in the NFL, it's different. So, for me, my expectation for Michael Penix, number one, they don't need you to win the ball game, Mike. Just make the routine plays happen right. routinely, protect the football, and just become a playmaker when the opportunity presents itself. The good thing about this situation with Michael Penix, if you're going to make your first start, you want it to be against the Giants.
right.
Let's keep it real. I understand the NFL is very, very competitive, but at this point in the season, you know who you are as teams. And the Giants right now, they're a bad team. Now, if you're not careful, they can hit you in the jaw. But in terms of what we've seen from the Giants for the last few weeks, if you're going to make your first start happen, you want it to be at home, number one. But secondly, right. you would love to have your start come against a team that's clearly getting ready for the 2025 draft.
B-Mac, how does this energize the locker room? We talked to Caden Ellis yesterday. He said, look, I'm excited. I was trying to pick this guy off in camp.
Right.
He was dropping dimes and dots. I couldn't. And I've been impressed with the way the young man has played. I'm hoping he, you know, is going to be great for us. What does it do for the locker room?
It can actually bring the locker room together. Because the thing about being in the locker room, being on the roster, we know exactly before the public knows. You see what's going on. Mm. When we watch tape together, you can see if someone is out there letting it go, falling, or if a guy that's kind of barely getting through. So the players already knew that, but yet and still they had to support the player who was starting. Now the support goes to who? Michael Penix. And you're not just going to just disconnect yourself from Kirk Cousins. He's still a part of your team, and you might still need him at some point in time. But right now it's our job to boost the morale of the youth, the new quarterback in Michael Penix. It's our job to build confidence in him. And to your point, yes, they're excited about this. The fans are excited. The city is excited because we all watch the same thing. We praised Kirk Cousins when he was balling, but then we also questioned Kirk Cousins when it wasn't looking the same. So until they gave him a leash, I mean, he had a long enough leash. Let's keep it real. Think about this, guys. The Falcons lost to the Chargers, and the Chargers only scored 10 points offensively.
Right.
That's, you're supposed to win those ball games, right? So it's not like I don't want to sit here and say Kirk Cousins didn't get a fair shake. I think he did. It just didn't work out like we thought it would work out. Now, let's see what the young kid got, what he has in store. And also, too, you go from a quarterback who wasn't mobile to a quarterback who ran 4.58. You go from a quarterback who seemed like he wasn't throwing with confidence to a quarterback that's ready to go out and let it go. That should actually help the offense.
That's a great point, man. Two-time Super Bowl winner Bryant McFadden with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw and Dukes and Bell. And that's the thing, Bryant, because he was such a leader. That was the thing we got with Caden Ellis yesterday. It's like, as you said, he's not dead. He's still here. He's on the team. But he was such a focal point to everybody from Bijan Robinson to the guys on the defensive side. So you give him the benefit of the doubt, but you're right. I mean, Penix, we've seen this guy drop dimes. I mean, you've got no vertical passing attack. There's elements of this. Remember what they said about the Eagles? You can say the same thing about us the last few weeks.
Exactly. And to your point, when you play it against the Atlanta Falcons, you knew certain things you weren't going to get from them. To your point, the ball was not going to be pushed down the football field. you were going to get a quarterback that was not trying to evade defenders, get out of the pocket. That makes our job easier. As being a former defender, if you're giving me a quarterback that can't move and does not want to move, those are the kind of quarterbacks we want to play against. Think about it like this, guys. It's a copycat league, right? Think about all the good teams that we watch week in and week out. They have quarterbacks that can move. They have quarterbacks that want to move. Look at the best teams in the National Football League on either side. The one outlier probably would be Jared Goff, but if you're telling me in terms of an athleticism contest, you would take Jared Goff over Kirk Cousins right now.
Yeah.
So the league is about having mobility at the quarterback position when need be. Michael Penix gives you that, right? And he gives you that the energy that you need to push the football down the football field. So, like Kirk Cousins, I feel like he got a fair shake. It just didn't work out, but this was the time to do it. Let's go ahead and see exactly what he can do. And I'll say this. Going to Michael Penix right now, you're staying with him. There's no going back to Kirk Cousins
now.
It's his job, and let's go ahead and build around him.
B-Mac, let's shift gears. We got two games tomorrow. One has me wondering, what are they thinking? The other has me going, are they going to be able to win? The Ravens are decimated right now at wide receiver. They're at home against the Steelers. Steelers beat them a few weeks ago at their place, and everybody's talking about get back. Tell me what you think about this game, and then you've got T.J. Watt, that situation on the defensive side of the football for the Steelers. What's happening?
Listen, I'm a bit concerned with this game, guys. Week in and week out, when we talk about my Steelers, I feel really, really good. But I'm a bit concerned, and here's why. You talked about the issues for the wide receiver position for the Ravens.
Yeah.
But we're going to be without GPS. George Pickens scored. That's his nickname I gave him, by the way, GPS. But we're going to be without George Pickens. He's our best playmaker. He is our only playmaker on offense. And you saw the lack of playmaking ability surface for the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Eagles last week. That offense is not the same when you don't have George Pickens in the lineup. Yeah, the defense for the Ravens might not be as good as the Eagles' defense is, but they're still more than a serviceable unit, especially when they're not seeing high-level personnel. So that's a concern, because to your point with the Ravens missing some pass catchers, Nelson Aguilar, they still got Mark Andrews. They still got Derrick Henry. They still got Lamar Jackson. They still got Zay Flowers. And just because of the playmaker that Lamar Jackson is, that's the thing about great quarterbacks. They make everybody else's job a little easier because they're that playmaker on the football field. So I'm a bit concerned, because you got to look at it like this. If the Pittsburgh Steelers happen to lose to the Baltimore Ravens, now they will be tied with the same win-loss record. The luxury for Pittsburgh, they will own the tiebreaker against the Ravens. But guess who Pittsburgh got Christmas Day? Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oof.
And then after Kansas City, guess who Pittsburgh has the final week of the season? Cincinnati. And last time I checked, regardless if Cincinnati has something to play for or not, that's an offense you do not want to play right now. Especially now, their playoff hopes are still alive based on the Broncos losing last night. So this is a very, very important game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and hopefully they have better offense than what we did not see last week against the Eagles, because they're going to need it.
Right. J.J. Watt banged up for the Steelers as well, B-Mac. And the other thing is, Lamar Jackson, he's got to beat the Steelers. I mean, there's a Lamar – I mean, this is an immediate thing. Lamar Jackson can't beat the Steelers.
I hear you.
hey, Superman – Superman had kryptonite. We just didn't know what was in that kryptonite, but it always crippled Superman and made him more of a human being, more of a mortal, right? Pittsburgh has been that kryptonite to Lamar Jackson and making him more of a mortal in terms of football. I'll say this, though. In terms of the MVP conversation, I don't know how you guys feel. I understand people are saying it's Josh Allen award to lose. I disagree. Now, that's another topic for another day. But I'll say this. If Lamar Jackson go out and ball against Pittsburgh, and most importantly, when they win, his name is right next to Josh Allen in the MVP conversation. He will either gain MVP traction in this ball game Saturday, or he will be all the way out of the running based on what he does, because he hasn't had success against Pittsburgh. Individually speaking, or as a team, they've had his number. So can he get over that hurdle? We have to wait and see. But I hope they have a bag of kryptonite for Lamar Jackson Saturday, because we're going to need it.
Texans Chiefs is the other game. Mahomes, you play him? Apparently he's cleared. He's ready to go. You play him? I don't play him.
Listen, I'm right there with you, Carl, Mike. I don't play Pat Mahomes because the Houston Texans, they do a great job in sacking quarterbacks. They're currently number two in the NFL in sacks as a whole throughout the season. But I'll say this. Let me reference the great American poet Lil Wayne. Even when a wolf cries, you still can see his teeth. Right? You know what that means?
Really?
Even
you
when
went
a
there?
Wolf is very, very vulnerable and emotional and hurt, they're still deadly.
Right.
That's what he said, the great poet, American poet, Lil Wayne. And I love to reference Lil Wayne because he knows exactly what he's talking about. So what I'm saying is, even though Pat Mahomes is a bit banged up, even though he's dealing with some pain, he's uncomfortable, he still is showing his teeth. He still can bite you. And if you play around, he's going to make sure it's your last opportunity in that forest. You don't want to play around with a wolf that's crying. You don't want to do that. And we've seen this before, guys, right or wrong. Like 2 years ago when he had a bum ankle in the playoffs.
True.
All he did was just orchestrate his team throughout that playoff run to win a Super Bowl. So this is actually, it's kind of weird because it seems like when he's dealing with an ailment, he's better.
Right.
He plays
Find
better
something.
Football.
Right.
Yeah, it's something about him. He goes into a whole nother mindset where he goes into another area of greatness. And that's who Pat Mahomes is. So me personally, I'm right there with you guys. I would not play him, but they're playing him. He's not even on the injury report. Think about that. Bro, you just sprained your ankle not even a week ago. How are you not even on the injury report? I'm trying to tell you, that wolf is crying, but they're still showing his teeth. Don't get close to that wolf.
Hey, man, real quick, we've got a minute left, so we'll go rapid fire. Have the Eagles now come out the other end? They've gotten through their soap opera. They're on. They look like one of the best teams in the league right now. And the Lions, with that front seven so banged up, you feel the Lions now maybe don't make it to the Super Bowl.
The Lions need to be concerned because those injuries will surface. We saw it surface against a really good team. Unfortunately, the next man up mentality only can go so far. You're missing too many key contributors on that defense. It puts more pressure on the offense. I don't know if they can sustain that type of success throughout a postseason run. In terms of the Eagles, yes, they're the best team in the NFC. They go through this little soap opera issue once a year, it seems like, but they always come out on the better side of things. This is an intriguing game for them against the Commanders, but I like what Philly is doing. Jalen Hurts is a guy who's not getting the praise I think he's deserving of getting. He's done a great job along with Saquon Barkley. They're playing some inspired football right now.
We need, ironically, the Cowboys to beat the Bucks. It's a Sunday night game. What chance do you give them with what you've seen with the Bucks and how they've turned their season around after all those major injuries?
I wouldn't bet your house on it. I wouldn't bet your house on it, Carl. Because let's keep it real. Tampa, they're playing some real good football right now. And that Baker Mayfield, ooh, boy. Oh, you talking about somewhere he out there cutting the rug like my uncle say? When Baker get out on that field, boy, he cutting the rug. He is not playing around. He's having fun. He's the ultimate leader. And their team are playing. They're playing the best football in the more critical moments of the season. I'm not saying that Cooper Rush can't beat Tampa. I'm not saying that. We know that. Anything can happen. But in terms of how, do I actually think it can happen? No, I got to ride with Tampa right now, man. They're playing some really, really good football, and their quarterback has been unbelievable.
Facts. B-Mac, appreciate you, man. As always, hey, Merry Christmas to you and your family, the beautiful girls, man. And
yeah,
we will talk to you next week as some of this stuff shakes out. But I'm excited. You are. I know everybody is about seeing Michael Penix. So we'll talk about it next week, man. What's up?
Real quick, I did a bold prediction this week. My bold prediction consists of Michael Penix. Number one, my bold prediction was he's going to wear a red do-rag under his helmet. So let's monitor that, the red do-rag. Right?
Okay.
Secondly, my bold prediction was 300 yards of total offense, 4 total touchdowns.
Okay. I'm with that.
I like that kind of party.
Yeah. Look, I'm with that. If he does that, we're going to be ecstatic, okay? We're going to be out of control.
Hey,
B.
And y'all know,
man.
We got our group chat. Just text my phone and say, Mac, you said it. Go play the lottery now.
Right on.
Hey, man, have a good weekend, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, man, appreciate our man Brian McFadden. Lots of folks still going round and round, Carl, about the move to Michael Penix Jr. at quarterback. We'll talk about that before we get the heck out of Dodge. Man, what a great crowd. It's been a packed house basically all day long as 92.9 The Game basically took it over. Big holiday party here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
It's the takeover. We will tell you what's coming up next week. We're going to tell you more about this game tonight and what we think about it as the Dogs await the winner. And then we're going to get out of Dodge, man, and we appreciate everybody coming out. By the way, tonight Fricky's got a full three, right? Full three for John Fricky?
You better not move a muscle.
All right. Fricky's coming up after we get done at 7. Stay right there. Stukes and Bell. All right, Mike, what happens tonight? Who is Georgia going to ultimately play? Is it Notre Dame or is it Indiana?
They always weasel their way into the postseason, sometimes because what they used to be. Last time these guys could actually win a national championship,
the guy talked like this with the head coach.
That's true.
Lou Holtz.
So I've never bought Notre Dame, but they do have a great defense. Do you trust the quarterback to be able to make the big play? You know, in the funky weather, generally it is advantage to the offense because they know where they're going. The defense is slipping and sliding.
True.
I don't like Kurt Cignetti. I think he's run his mouth too much. It's a great story.
You think he's got a big mouth?
A lifer's race, finally getting his shot. And it was funny. Nick Saban, by the way, as amazing being the producer at ESPN, was going to tell Nick Saban, Coach, you got to be careful with what you say on television. He was there in 2 years with Saban in Alabama. Cignetti was on the set up there in Columbus. I should say up there in South Bend. And Nick Saban says, I taught you a lot, but I didn't teach you to talk all that S.
Blank. Yeah.
And the crowd went bananas.
Wow.
So, yeah, Cignetti has talked a lot of stuff. Bro, you brought 9 people from James Madison, and can you replicate that business model? Until then, just slow your roll. I'd love to see these guys get stumped, but unfortunately, it would be by Notre Dame. It's like rooting for Japan or Germany in World War II, Carl, if I'm honest.
No.
But I'm going to go with a Notre Dame playing Georgia in New Orleans.
I agree. I think they are going to ultimately prevail tonight. We get 3 games tomorrow, guys. We're talking about it with you next week as this college football playoff picture gets a little bit clearer.
Right.
Also,
by the way, and Notre Dame fans saying, we want Georgia.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Be careful, Scarecrow. You want to play with that fire.
By the way,
right now, Florida has a 450-pound running back in the game right now.
And apparently Tulane took issue with
God!
That. And now they're scrapping. This guy is literally
How
Fat
big
Albert.
Is this brother?
This dude is.
He is four, they just put up his stats.
No
he's,
way.
He's 6'4", 450.
He's like circus fat.
And he's in at running back right now for
well,
the
Well,
he
was.
Games.
This is unbelievable.
I think he fumbled.
I thought you were joking around. I just looked up. By the way, what's the score?
You were covering the spread, Carl. It was 10. It's at 26.
Mike,
right now.
I am simply watching this game.
I've never seen
what
a guy.
Lagway was
I've never
doing.
Seen a guy watch the Gasparilla Bowl. Real quick, it's like years ago.
Is this the Gasparilla Bowl?
This is what it is.
Oh, I didn't even know what it was.
Years ago, we're sitting baseline at Georgia Tech while they were finishing. Then it was Phillips Arena, and it was Jeff Burton, the NASCAR driver,
yeah.
And Steak, and me. And it was a meaningless game. And somebody for the Hawks hits a basket, takes the game over, and Steak goes, son of a blank! And Jeff Burton goes, wow, he must really love the Hawks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Guys, big shout-out to all of our guests that stopped by today. They're all online at odyssey.com. Got to give a big shout-out to our man Jersey Mike, who started with us, Gordon here, our on-site engineer, Beturtle, executive producing. And I do want to mention Squidbilly tomorrow. He's going to be at Twin Peaks Buckhead 3-5. Party for the playoffs. No broadcast, guys, but he'll just be out there if you're going to come by.
Free
say
golf
hello.
Cart rides.
I'm sorry?
Free golf cart rides.
Come by and hang out with Squid tomorrow at Peaks and Buckhead.
He is the meat man.
Hey, thanks to our folks here, by the way. They do a great job, man. Big shout out to our waiters and waitresses
and
everybody out here. And thank you guys for coming by and seeing us.
Best audience in town, man.
Yeah, and we got to get out of the way, man. John Fricky's got a full 3 hours coming up at 7 o'clock, so stay right there. Big O, let's clear our throat. All right, man. Mike, Merry Christmas.
You too. Best partner I ever had. Love
Appreciate
you, man.
You, man.
Turtle, thanks for putting up with us.
And I'll see you when you get back after the Christmas holiday. For those of you who are traveling, please be safe. We want you back here with us as
and
we get ready to start the new year.
Get out of the left lane if you're going slow.
That's Mike telling
what?
You to stop.
What?
Stop doing whatever it is you're doing. You're not going to speed, are you?
No, I can't afford it.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I'm on double secret probation.
You really are. Hey, as we get out of here, man, Hawks in action tomorrow. They take on Memphis. Ja Morant in town. Turtle said it. We got to keep an eye out
right. And
see what's going on with Trey.
That
he left the game last night. He did come back in, but we'll see how he is tomorrow for that potential game. And then they got a few games at home next week. All right, man. Michael Penix, his debut. You can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday. We're all curious to see what this is going to look like. I think we're going to be just fine. Falcons should win this football game against a bad football team in the Giants, and we should be well on our way to getting out of our own way at the quarterback position, which is what I hope. Michael Penix, good luck. All right, Mike, we got to roll out of here, man. It's time to clear your throat.
Hey, man, we spent all week on this. Everyone's got a take on it. We all love Kirk Cousins. We love talking to Kirk Cousins. We love watching Kirk Cousins set the team single-game passing record until something went sideways. And I don't know, and I don't think he knows. But at some point, you had to make a change. I've been debating with folks all day long on social media. Guys, I didn't like the responses from some of the players. I think Drake London and Kyle Pitts could say more than the bare minimum. Hey, man, when you have a coworker who's down and he leaves, you pick up the next man up. I'm just saying, the quiet quitting or the bare minimum is not what I was looking for. I was looking for, hey, we love Kirk, and hopefully he'll be back under center, but we're rolling with Penix, and we can't wait to work with him. That's not that complicated. And for guys who don't understand it, if this is Philadelphia, this would be a five-alarm fire right now.
It's true. Hey, Carson Beck in 27 games has a 24-3 record. He's done. He's not playing in these playoffs. He threw for 7,400 yards and 52 touchdowns over the past two seasons. I know we've been frustrated with some of the things that have happened this year, but don't get the process twisted with the result. Carson Beck's a really good quarterback, and I think the NFL is going to realize this by looking at what he's done. I know Georgia fans are like, yeah, but if he's done at Georgia and he's going to the NFL,
right,
he is going to get picked. And I trust me on this. Scouts are looking at the skills, not the results of what Georgia did. Mm. He's got all the skills you could ask for in an NFL quarterback. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you missed out on the goodness that is the holiday outfits at Twin Peaks.